Texas is sitting on a massive amount of brackish water. Too salty to drink, but far less salty than ocean water. It's just sitting there, below our freshwater aquifers, and there's enough of it to satisfy the current Texas population for 150 years. But how do we get to it, and how much will it cost? That's what the Texas General Land Office wants to know. Today, it proposed building some smaller desalination projects in central Texas. The plants would sit on land that belongs to the commission's permanent school fund, all of them along the I-35 corridor between Austin and San Antonio. But isn't desalination expensive?
Yeah, it is. It's about twice as expensive as, you know, some of our more traditional ways to acquire water.
That's Texas Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson.
The market is in play here. We have a shortage of a commodity. We have increasing demand. Therefore, the price of that commodity, what was thought to be expensive in the past, may look like a bargain in the future.
Patterson says that if all goes well, they could be breaking ground on the first of the plants in 18 months. For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.